"Look sharp," said the king to the huntsman, "and see what sort of game lies there." And the huntsman went up to the tree, and when they came back again said, "In the hollow tree there lies a most wonderful beast, such as we never saw before. Its skin seems to be of a thousand kinds of fur, but there it lies, fast asleep." "See," said the king, "if you can catch it alive, and we will take it with us." So the huntsman took it up, and the maiden awoke and was greatly frightened and said, "I am a poor child that has neither father nor mother left. Have pity on me and take me with you." Then they said, "Yes, Miss Catskin, you will do for the kitchen. You can sweep up the ashes and do things of that sort." So they put her into the coach and took her home to the king's palace. Then they showed her a little corner under the staircase where no light of day ever peeped in, and said, "Catskin, you may lie and sleep there." And she was sent into the kitchen and made to fetch wood and water, to blow the fire, pluck the poultry, pick the herbs, sift the ashes, and do all the dirty work. Thus Catskin lived for a long time, very sorrowfully. "Ah, pretty princess," thought she, "what will now become of thee?" But it happened one day that a feast was to be held in the king's castle. So she said to the cook, "May I go up a little while and see what is going on? I will take care and stand behind the door."